Okay, I guess it's official, we're recorded. So really what we typically will tell you is that these calls are for your benefit and for your information. We can give you some updates, but really I think from my perspective, it works out well if you have questions and those kind of things that are helpful to all of you. And if there's something about your specific system that you need assistance with or have questions with, then you could call or Jeanette or I after this call, and we'll be glad to help you. So what we think we have here this morning, or what I think we have here this morning, is a combination of systems or USBs, and perhaps some of you who are either serving, many of you, excuse me, on an outside visitation team or even as a chair. And so with respect to both of those, let me talk about that for just a moment. And I'm sure that probably in the past, as Jeanette's been on these calls, she shared with you that we're making some modifications in our process. After a lot of really good feedback in the last year, this may be a little redundant to most of you, so I'll be brief. We have taken those pages out of the workbook and put them into the authenticated application yearly. So for year one, year two, three, four, and five, the system will now input that information. We're actually asking for less information. We want to get specific to your goals and objectives. We have tried to take every opportunity to make a seamless fit for all of you who are using these applications to understand that all the things going on at the state, whether it's being the redesign effort or innovative school effort, or just accreditation and any other strategy you're using, all fits. And so the best thing I can tell you at this time is when you see the application, which is in the test mode right now, so we're working to get that out. Our goal is to have that out sometime in early November, and it looks like we're a little ahead of schedule, so knock on wood, things go the way we think. We'll have those out there before too awfully long. There are no surprises, nothing that's earth-shaking that's different. We're not asking for different information or changing direction. What we've really tried to do is take all of your input, as I said before, over the last year, and simplify the process, make it more accessible to you, and make it more accessible to the people that are doing the work and want to input their information. So, if you were to go online and look at the outside visitation team workbook that's on our webpage, or if you have a copy of it, if you flip through those years, the basic concept is the same. Like I said, there may be fewer questions. We've been a little more specific or direct in some of the questions that we thought might have been a little more on the vague or ambiguous side. That's the big part about that. Jeanette has been working hard on refining our OVT chair and OVT member training. We're still working on that, and we'll be, you know, coming to a site near you here this later this fall and in the winter to assist with that. I think one of the things that we'll be interested in seeing is how much interest there is in that in the way of numbers because of the number of people that we already have serving as an OVT or a chair. There are some changes with that. People move around, we understand that. So the last thing that I will tell you is the way the AUR, which is the electronic format that we'll be using, that all of you will be familiar with as either as a system leader or an OVT chair, is that there will be a section for the system to input their data annually, and there'll be a section for the OVT chair to complete, working with his or her outside visitation team, the annual summary, which are 5 and/or 6 questions in any given year, and that will be in there. And then there'll be a section in there where the ARC, the Accreditation Review Council, will input some of their data. You will have access, if you are the person designated for your system or an OVP chair, you'll have access for editing rights for your information, and you'll have viewing rights for all of it. So if you're a system leader, only you can input your information, or your designee, and then you'll be able to see the annual summaries and the work that the ARC puts in there. Eventually, you'll be able to view that. So it's totally transparent with the person who would be appropriate to have editing rights to any of those documents. Jeanette, that's kind of a general overview of where we might want to begin today. If there's anything you want to add or something else maybe I forgot.
No, that's a pretty good summary of what's taking place. I would just like to add that one of the reasons that we have done that is in terms of trying to separate and making sure that you know that the system has their things to complete versus the chair having their things to complete, is so that when the visiting team comes in, they would already have some information that they can have a good dialogue with the school on, rather than waiting until they get to the district, to then begin having those conversations, so that they can end up taking a look at those reports, those yearly updates that will be directly in the application, and they could come up with what kind of questions they might have about what they're reading, any clarifications, and like I said, just have a better dialogue as part of that visit and help then with creating that change and that redesign that as a state we're looking for. So that's part of the reason that we have done that, and because we found that it would be more fair than having the chairs to not only complete what the systems were doing, but we're asking them as a team to really respond, to provide us a response to what they're finding. And we're trying to streamline a little bit so that when the ARC gets together to look at the documentation and come up with an accreditation status recommendation, that they're also just looking at what those recommendations and what the visiting team is seeing, as well as then seeing how the system has been improving throughout the years. So we're hoping that would alleviate and clear up some of the misunderstandings that we had last year in terms of who did what. I know that Bill is working currently on a revised workbook to show the new documentation that we have. As he said, is really not very much different. We have tried to just move some questions around to align things a little bit better with what the ARC is going to be looking for in their reports, as they read the chair and the school reports. So I hope I didn't confuse you anymore. I'd like to kind of know just very quickly, we have been doing this year the DLS updates and the lunchtime hot topics. Have you all been also seeing those as well? They come out from Brad. Okay. I just didn't know. We're trying to really provide as much information as we can, and some of it might be repetitive, but we know that every time something comes out, there's just a little bit different timing, and some things do change. So as you read some of those DLS updates, you might say, this was the same as the other last month or whatever, but there might be some subtle differences in there. I just wanted you to know that.
So one of the real advantages, I think, of the changes that we're making is a year ago when we asked the OVP chair to fill out the questions at the visit, there was the information that we received was as a result of the visit, and we got that information here, or the ARC had access to it sometime, of course, after that visit. And when that documentation was provided. The way this is working now, with the system being responsible for inputting that information, is we have real-time access. So, for example, if you're district ABC and you're in year two, early in the year, you should be updating some of the information relative to perhaps your stakeholder groups or some goal improvements since the previous year, or maybe there's some data that you want to add in there. And you have access to it, so you could, you know, you could spend 15 or 20 minutes on it in August and then have a committee and some work and gather some other data in September, October. You could be adding a little bit more. And so it's not all at once, and it's, you know, it's not like taking that big long essay final and you had, you know, 2 hours time to do it or something like that. So it's accessible to all for all of us to view in real time. And one of the real advantages to that is that Jeanette and David Barnes and myself can be checking in and out of those during the year for any system without regard to what year you're in, and just check in and see where you are. If you're in year three and it's March of year three and you haven't put any information in there for the entire year, you may get a call from us and we'd be asking if there's something wrong, was there a change, do you need some help, do you have that? And so the idea isn't the I got your model, it's more of one where can we lend some support, or can we nudge you a little bit, or can we assist you in getting that information in there so that it's of a higher quality, so it's not just all rushed like cramming for the test at the end. So I think we're very interested here to be able to have that access and know where any given system is at a given time, so that and the other thing, it'll help us understand what we need to provide in the way of guidance and professional learning. If we see some commonalities that are either a challenge or see some real great work on the other end, we can either share the real good things or the challenging areas, and we can be responsive, whether it's a change we have to make or communicate better or so on. So that's really the idea. And Jeanette also mentioned the workbook. The workbook now, it will only be a guidance document, and it will have the steps that the system will take, that the visitation team will participate in and what they'll do. It'll have some reference materials and a few things in the appendix and that. And so it'll still exist, and as Jeanette said, it'll be modified. It'll be a little more slim than it was before. Matter of fact, I'm here at KSDE while most of the state is at the annual conference in our office, and so we're getting this caught up to the system pages, so we'll be very happy to get this wrapped up and get it all out to you with the changes. And it'll be available to you electronically, and we'll get that information out. So with that, I'm assuming that I don't have my list here. How many of you that are on the call this morning in systems, this is your final year? Anybody in that category? This is your final year of accreditation. In other words, you jumped in last year at year four, and this is your year five.
We should not have anyone, because we have those Zoom meetings for those folks.
Right. I just wanted to know if anybody, you know, because a lot of times people will jump in and listen in for information.
No, it's a good question, because when we did the Zoom, we had some people from other years on our Zoom. So
how about Jeanette and I have been talking? How about a question or something that you're wondering about, or something that's not clear?
Bill, this is Max at Hillsboro, and hey, I'm looking at the authenticated page, and when I look at our authenticated page, I go to district reports. See initial reports, summary reports, and I see year two is done. So what you're saying, year three will be there for us to start filling in when we have, like if we work on it as a committee group or whatever. What did you mean by that, I guess, is what I'm
saying. Well, that's a good question. So this is not exactly what the detail will be, but just to answer your question so you understand the process. If you went to the workbook in year three, There are questions and pages that would be filled out as a result of the visit. Those pages in modification will now be in the authenticated application for you to complete. The year
okay,
three
so,
content.
So
Bill, can I just...
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let Max finish if he could, please.
Well, yeah. I guess what I'm asking is if I try to click on year three, which we're in, I can't see it yet.
No, that's correct. And the page is not there.
Okay,
right.
Perfect.
Good question.
So, Max, just so that you know, if you go to our website and you go into accreditation and you hit like all KISA and you hit all KISA information, and then you scroll down once you get to that page to district or system information, you click there, you will find all of the yearly updates for every year, 2, 3, 4, and 5 currently online. And that those are the copies that, as draft right now, that we're going to be putting into the application. So if you wanted to begin work with your system team on some of those questions, you can use those documents that are online right now and then just cut and paste later when the application is up and running. We expect it to be up and running by the end of November.
Okay. And then I'm just thinking I might wait till then. Jeanette, how does this work with redesign, and how does KISA and redesign fit together? I know you guys are doing some work on that. How does that work, and is it going to be, for my terms, an easier process, or do we write for redesign in KISA?
I know, Max, I know you asked Jeanette, but I want to bump in here for a second. If you go to these pages and you do your accreditation work and you answer the questions, anything that you're doing would fit in there. Your redesign, your strategies, your school improvement, call it redesign, call it whatever you call it, we're very hopeful that it would fit. We were very cognizant of that. So hopefully that you won't notice that there's any reason to think that KISA and redesign aren't totally aligned. Because mostly that redesign is all about those things which you are doing, all your strategies and interventions and different things that you're doing. And accreditation is where you're describing to us how you're improving your district to get an accreditation status. So it should really fit. Sorry, Jeanette.
That's okay. I would just add, as we're moving forward, we know that the commissioner's vision is that all schools will be in a redesigned manner, which means that eventually if every school is part of the project redesign, that means that systems are in that redesign piece as well. I would argue that KISA is a redesign process that we have probably not talked about it in that fashion as much as the redesign at the school level has been talked about, but I think it will all be coming together. That is one of the reasons why on our Accreditation Advisory Council, as you mentioned, I know that we're trying to align a lot of these pieces with the rubrics. We're trying to align them, and we have a group currently working on the four principles and the KISA R rubrics to bring them together to show how the principles and these R work together. And as we go out to these regional KISA meetings for systems, that's kind of one of those pieces that we're going to be talking about a little bit more in depth, because the system, the district in itself, does not have students. It's the schools that have the students. It's the teachers that are working with them. So this is really a top-down, bottom-up, or bottom-up, top-down process that we can't do it all at the district level. It has to occur also at the building level. So when you're looking at your district goals, you're not looking at them in a vacuum. You're looking at them in relationship to what your building needs are, so that then you can say, okay, if this is what our buildings need, then this is what our goal is going to be at the system level in order to support that change. And so if you think about that in terms of a redesign kind of principle, it's not that you're going to, you know, you select an area, maybe you're selecting relationships, but you're not selecting so much as the strategies on there. Maybe what you're doing is supporting the professional learning that's going to be happening in these schools for the strategies that they're going to be implementing to create the change that ultimately will be changing the board goals. So we're going to try to get a little bit more in depth with that as we do the regional meeting. So I'm hoping that it would provide a little bit more clarification. I don't know if that helped you, Max, or not, but.
No, I appreciate your work on that. I think that's going to make it probably easier as schools jump in on that redesign. It seemed like, you know, as we did it last year and we're a redesigned district, we were writing up twice because we were a Gemini 1. We didn't have those four principles in front of us, so we were writing to the R's for a redesign, you know. And as we get
right to
mesh them together, it'll be a better system. So I do.
Yeah, I think so. I think redesign is also kind of learning, and I think when the redesign group went out, I would agree. Gemini 1s didn't have the principles. The Geminis 2 now have the principles. So we're all building it little by little and kind of adding those pieces. And our job in KISA is because these schools is what's being implemented to create the changes that are ultimately feed up to those board goals at the system level. We're hoping that then we can align it at the bigger picture level, so that it could flow a lot easier. And I know that when redesign first started, there was no mention about the KISA accreditation. So there was a lot of confusion at the beginning on whether or not I'm going to do redesign or I'm going to do KISA, without the understanding that there's only one system that accredits, which is KISA, and redesign is a process that you use, if you will, the improvement process at building levels in order to create that change.
Yeah, good.
One of the things that you want to, and I know you are as systems all the time, I would not lose sight of the more quantitative data sets, if you will, for example, with the State Board outcomes, social, emotional, kindergarten readiness, individual plan of study, graduation rate, post-secondary. Then there's the civic engagement, and then, of course, state assessments and English, math, and science, and KELPA, if you have it. Those are all things that are all still part of the indication that there's school improvement going on and there's system improvement happening. So don't lose sight of that. We get talking here all the time about process and results. And it's interesting how we all value process and the things that we do for kids. But then at the end of the conversation, somebody brings up the word results, and we say, oh, yeah, we have to have that. So, you know, you're going to have to find that balance and be sort of monitoring that yourself as that relates to your system. Does that make sense? Because ultimately, there's going to be a lot of conversation about those things. And one of the things that I've heard a lot of lately is, No Child Left Behind, right, was pretty much test scores. And now we're talking about redesign and school improvement and social, emotional, and all these other things. So the message is not test scores don't matter, but the message is more along the lines of it all matters, they all have of equal weight, but when you're when you're not talking about test scores, they don't seem to matter that much, but when you're talking about them and they're not where you want them to be, then they seem to matter. So, you know, just sort of keep that balance of all of your data and keep working. And, you know, by all means, those test scores are not going away and they are what they are, but you want them to be good. Randy Watson, of course, has talked about that a lot, and especially here often. You can go out and look at the recording. I think it's on YouTube, and maybe it's on our website, on the most recent curriculum coordinators meeting. And Randy is on there in about the first half hour or so, and I think he provided some really good perspective, his perspective, on that and on what you should be looking at. So I think that would be a great source, if you weren't at the curriculum coordinators meeting, to go and look at that video and listen to what he has to say about that.
Can you guys send out an email that would have that link on it?
I'll see if
sure.
Yeah, I'll see if I looked at it the other day, and to be honest, I can't remember where I gained.
Yeah,
that.
we can get it from Therese or Brad, and then send it out through the principal and superintendent listserv.
Okay.
That would be great.
Yeah. I am out today. I don't know if Bill will be able to do it while he's there at the office today. If not, then when I get in tomorrow, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Teresa's not here either, I'm sure. She's at the annual conference. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Look for that before the end of the week.
I have that link. I can send it to. Do you want me to send it to Bill Bagshaw?
Oh, man. I got to
send it.
Yeah,
send it to Bill, and Bill can then forward it to the people who will send it out through the listserv.
Okay.
Bill, you send it to Tamara.
Okay.
Milligan. Tamara Milligan, Dale's assistant.
I got it.
So I just want to kind of reiterate a little bit of what Bill has just said. We are concerned about the process. We have learned throughout the time that when you don't have a good process in place, we don't keep the focus on where we need to. If we only have data, we only then focus on those pieces of the data that we're being looked at. We know that with No Child Left Behind, and then only one thing changes. So our KISA process is a bit about process and product in terms of our data. And the data that Bill mentioned is the data that our Accreditation Review Council is looking at, which are the same pieces that the commissioner just put out his star recognition programs on. So we're going to be also taking a look carefully on that to see how we really bring it all together as part of one whole system. Other questions?
What time of year should we start scheduling our OVT visits? And would for a year two person, would that be just with the chair, or would that be overall?
You would want to, as soon as you do your report and you have been able, so in this case, because the report won't be ready, the yearly update won't be ready until sometime after November, I would probably say beginning winter, December, January, whenever you can end up doing that, February, have your visit. You could possibly wait a little bit longer as well, depending upon your schedule, depends on what you want to have discussion and show to your OVT team, and it would be the whole team that you would want to have visits with. It would be a good time this year as well to maybe have some focused discussions with maybe either teachers as a group maybe parents, if you have them, you know, it's a time to start building that, the picture of what is going on in your system and how change is occurring and how you're trying to move your system towards the Kansas vision. So it would be with the whole team, and any time after you complete the report, you want to talk to your chair, begin working on that, and begin working on that agenda with them, and then making sure that your team members know as well. I sent this out at the, I think at the previous newsletter that I was putting out, or maybe it's this one that's coming out now, I can't remember. But I know that there have been a lot of movement of superintendents, some of them of principals as well, moving from one district to another. Please be conscientious that if you have moved and you've moved to another system that's further away to where you were living and you were chairing a system close to you, that you can at least give them a call and let them know that you are either still interested in chair and being their chair, or if you're not interested because of the distance, to let them know ahead of time so they can begin looking for a new one.
Kelly, I received the email that you sent me about the link to the curriculum coordinators meeting. Actually, that reminds me, and thanks again for sending that. Teresa sent that link to all of the people on the curriculum leaders listserv after that meeting, so you all already have it. We'll send it out again, but if you want to go back to your email and look, I think it was sent to all the curriculum leaders.
Bill?
Yes.
If they're superintendents and not part of the curriculum leaders, or principals who are not part of that curriculum leaders list, they would have not gotten it.
No,
so
I was just saying that whoever is on the curriculum leaders serve would have it. If you wanted it quicker, you could look and see.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments?
When we do this meeting again, when November rolls around, is there any way that we can do it as a Zoom meeting so that we can walk through the workbook kind of together to see what those changes are? Is that possible at all?
Yes, it is. If we have the numbers that we had today in terms of smaller numbers, yes, if I advertise it and then it's, you know, more than 100, we might have a little bit harder time. But because I think our Zoom only it provides for 100, but I can do that in November. I can send something out that says that instead of a call, we're going to do the Zoom in order to show what's going on with the application and the system update pages.
Yeah.
And that would be very helpful. Thank you.
And as Jeanette mentioned earlier, I'd remind you that if you go to the KISA webpages, you can look under district information and outside visitation team, and you can see those new pages under district and under OVT. You can see the annual summary questions. So in the meantime, before we get to a potential Zoom meeting or something, you can go and get that information. It's out there for you. David has posted those up there.
And if you're a chair, he has also posted under the chair tab the revised yearly summaries that the chairs will be completing. They all say draft. I really don't believe they're going to change drastically in any way. All that will probably change is tweaking a word here or tweaking a word there, probably. But other than that, I don't see a lot of changes, especially since we want them ready by November. Any other suggestions or comments?
Jeanette, this is Julie.
Yeah.
I heard a superintendent reference that they were waiting for a letter from the spring visit. I don't know if that meant from the OVT, from the ARC. Is there such a sent letter, or is it just the application from the visit itself?
I don't know of any letter. We're not sending letters out. Maybe it's the application that they're waiting for the application to be up and running, which will be done in November. And then the system should, like I said, the system should make sure that they contact their chair, who is kind of that point of contact with the OVT members. And then once they schedule a date, the system should be able to notify the team as well about when the visit is. I think it's important for the chair, if you're a chair on this call, it's important that you know who your team members are, that you have an email or a point of contact with them so that you can have that conversation with them. I think it would be a very good idea, and we'll talk a little bit more about this later as visits come through, but it would be a very good idea of maybe having a brief call with your team members prior to your meeting to make sure that everybody is on the same page. And if you can't do that prior to the meeting, that you allow yourself some time on the agenda at the beginning of the visit to be able to have that conversation prior to just visiting with everybody in the system.
I think that they were referring to like a report when they completed their visit in the spring. But it was my understanding that's all on the authenticated program, not that they're going to get a separate letter or anything like that.
Right. So if you are a system and you haven't received like an official report from your chair, it's probably because the system can take a look at everything that the chair does. Every report that the chair does is available to the system and vice versa. The chair has access to see the report that the system does. It's not about sending it as much as informing them that it's done, and then they can go into the application and print it or read it. The only group that does not have access are the visiting team members.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so I'm going to reiterate to make sure that I'm correct. When the teams finish their visits in the spring, the system as well as the chair input the information. Then the chair and the system can go back and review the document from both piece, from both sides to see what was said and that. But there is not a separate letter that comes out to the system saying, here was your report.
Yes, I'm just going to make one correction on what you said, Julie, which is that the system should go in. The system should go in and complete their yearly update prior to the visit, so that the chair and their team members could have that information. Once they have done that, they don't have to go back in and make any changes to their reports. The chair will be then writing their report based on the visit and what they've read, and both of those will be available to them.
Perfect. Thank you.
Max, I'm going to address you, Max, because I know you're, and I think Independence, if you're in a redesign, whether a Gemini 2, or Mercury, this is a good place. I don't know where you're tracking or you're keeping track of your redesign efforts. And I think this is a little bit of what Bill was trying to get to. The KISA system is a great place to put down what is happening in those redesign efforts. So when I know that it is not about what's happening at the specific schools, but as a system, you can address that in the questions that are in there.
Right. Yeah, and I think I understand that better than I did last year. I'll have to say,
yeah.
You learn you learn, you iterate, and you get better. So I feel better about it now than I did at the end of last year. So, yeah, we'll start making those moves, and obviously we're doing things, so we want to make sure we get those all documented and put in there, and that might take care of a lot of our needs for this documentation.
Yeah. Well, let us know if you need any help in getting that done. We're more than willing to go down and visit personally, or do calls, or do Zooms, whatever it takes.
You bet. I appreciate you guys' help.
Any other comments or questions?
I'd say have a great day, everybody. I'm going to sign off.
Okay. Thank you, Max. I will make sure that we change, and I'll send something out about the November meeting being a Zoom meeting. We'll try to get that out closer to November versus now, so that there's no confusion. And know that Bill and I are available to answer any of your questions. If you need to have them, we'll just stay on, but as you feel, you can go ahead and just sign off. Bill?
Yes.
It sounds to me like everybody is off, so we'll see you in the office tomorrow.
Okay. Take care.
All righty. Bye.